We find it interesting that the forces of evil are putting forth a dual effort. The ethnic and racial differences between individuals and groups are being stressed and agitated, while at the same time you're being forced into a one world of government. This, of course, is not without planning. It is for the purpose of creating chaos and confusion within the psyche. In actuality, this serves our purposes also. It's a great deal easier to create changes from chaos than it is to bring upon it within a stable, static environment. There are a great many planets that are highly developed within adaptation and adoption of the universal laws. If this is such a wonderful state, then the question is, why focus the opportunity of transcendence of such magnitude as being hinged upon the process through a planet that is in gross experience of this one? The answer is that this is the chaotic energy that offers the greatest potential for this particular process. That which you call God has not created your dilemma, but it is his creation, and certainly he can participate in the potential that is offered, much to your benefit, we might add. We are offering as many perspectives to this situation as possible so that you might have as much understanding as possible. It's necessary that you rise above the stressful awareness that much suffering is being experienced by many of your fellow human beings that have incarnated upon this planet now. This is so that you can perceive from a level of perception that will allow you to have a God's eye view from which to conceive your plans. The conception of the one world government by the opposition also serves its purpose. Many of the incarnate beings have been put aside the nationalistic views they once had and are thinking in terms of a global inclusiveness. The project plan will be one that will appeal more than those of the USA. Of necessity, it must be a plan of planetary scope. Necessarily, its beginning is focused here in the United States, but the total picture must be of a global intent. There will be a particular intensity of chaos that will be in a pivotal time for change, either for them or for us. Thus, the timing for creation and birthing into the awareness of the plan or dream, as we previously called it, critical. In the nebulous, unformed stage of the process, the word dream seems more appropriate in a plan that indicates something already in thought form. This is not yet the case and also keeps it in the mindset of a more playful and creative format. It does not carry the heavy responsibility emphasis for the participating groups. It is intended to promote a maximum of possibility thinking in the broadest possible ways. In the beginning phases, there must be no thoughts or boundaries. Remember that we are not to consider the actions or reactions of the other side. We are going to be dreaming within little known possibilities. Therefore, all things are possible. The contingent plans of the other side can only work in their own reality. You are going to be setting up in a reality that is far outside anything that they've ever considered. It is the level of a created that we are striving to encourage you to reach. This is creativity that will supersede and stretch beyond the current reality. Can you do this? Of course. Why do you think we tried out possible contingency plans? These are available for you in the etheric field, not for the intention of you to choose one of them, but merely as beginning points for you to exercise your imaginations. Remember, your imagination is the entry point to the mind of God, which is infinite potentiality. The invocation of his presence when two or more are present is true to a degree you limited ones have not yet perceived. Any preconceived ideas individual members of these groups may have considered are to be used only as beginning points. No applicable possibility has yet been conceived. This may challenge some egos in the early stages of participation, but this is a critical time in the education of egos. The observer parts of the third dimensional existence must be encouraged to enter into the imaging process, and through this, they will experience their true purpose. Even the ego will find joy within this process, for in experiencing its true role, it shall desire to experience more of this joy. Indeed, it is not an entity of separate identity, but it is a very active aspect of the human experience that has received far too much emphasis within the complex union of soul extension energies. Yet we must credit this distortion with the creation of this planetary opportunity. So from that perspective, this activity has contributed in its own unique way. God can turn anything into a purposeful synergy to benefit the whole. More faith on the part of mankind to the reality of this truth would be of great assistance to them in this project. The understanding of how individuals experiencing this incarnation fit into the cosmic scheme of things is a little like reading a corporate organization chart. However, this one would be amazingly complex for you to understand in totality, for it does not follow the logical responsibility pattern of heavy at the top. Can you conceive of equality from the top to bottom of something that has no top and no bottom? Stretches the logic of it. Does it not? Does it make any sense? Of course it does, when linear sequence is not an essential parameter. How could a group accomplish anything without having sequence being necessary? Quite well, I can assure you. How can things manifest without a beginning or an end? Amazingly, you think it must begin as it appears in the formation of a baby. What appears to be the process in the third dimension begins in the etheric. The unseen part of the process is a complete being and already exists at the moment of conception. For completeness in one dimension, it manifests in your reality. A flower was not brought into manifestation from a plant cell, but was conceived in its wholeness, not from appearance, but also in the process. Will your group be responsible for the conception of the process of what needs to be accomplished to change this earthly dilemma? Why do you think so many etheric beings are present? We are here to help you with the unseen processes needed. Once the skeletal outline is in place in a form that will bring the desired results, then you will not be able to imagine the activities that will take place, all focused towards a splendid moment of creation. Are you being supported through this process? You better believe it. But it all hangs on the initiation by humanity of activity creating its own destiny through changing its perception of the ideal. In fact, because of the chaos and confusion in the creation of an idea. May the energy that awaits the initiation of the process in small part fill your experience. You are much appreciated, and all possible support encompasses you today. Be of good cheer as you go about your seemingly mundane tasks. Nothing in the lives of humans shall remain mundane for long.